Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is Tuesday, although you'll be thinking it's Monday all day today. It is now the 22nd of April, 2025. Many are still on the Easter holidays, so I hope it's going well. And sure, we'll ease you back into the world if you're only rising by this hour this morning. It's not a bad day in Dublin at all. Dry so far, but the threat of a blinding shower is always around the corner, and cherry blossom blizzards included as well. The road can be like a second sun on days like this, so be cool, Marker Fod. Tap out your thoughts to us in the usual way on the WhatsApp, that's 087 032 32 32, and as ever you can email oliver@rte.ie. And on the show today, poetry, Agus Popery, because our guest today is a poet whose brand new novel has been awaited by the book people everywhere, basically. Sean Hewitt is his name. He's a British and Irish writer. He's written this gorgeous story about a young fella in a very sleepy English country village who falls for the local troubled lad who's a bit of a blow-in, who's arrived in, of course. So adventure, yearning and unrequited heartache ensues. And it all happens in kind of leafy, lovely, lyrical writing. It's like a duvet day for your heart, especially if your heart is that of a weeping poet in particular. But mostly for us, of course, it's another exciting debut novel on the Irish scene. It's been reviewed as well by the New York Times, and Sean Hewitt is winning prizes all about him for his poetry. So we'll talk about all of that this morning. Open Heaven, by the name, is the title of the book. We'll come to all of it. 51551 also is the text. Now, while the media online is still very, very full of Pope-related stories, and it's 24 hours on, precisely, since the Vatican announced the death of Francis I. However, there are mad things happening in the United States of America that you might have missed under the avalanche and under your Easter weekend and so on. On another day, we'd be watching all of these events with utter astonishment, but the news is kind of creaking under the weight of what's happened in the Vatican. I'll give you some BBC headlines. US stocks are rocketing down again and the dollar is plunging in value as Trump fights with the American Federal Reserve Chair, basically the central bank boss of America, who he's trying to fire, but he can't. The New York Times headline on their analysis might sum things up. With latest missteps, the veneer of discipline in the second Trump term falls away. Mistakes, communications, flip-flops are piling up after an early run defined by a flood of major policy changes rolled out at breakneck speed, being rolled back as well. So what's happened since you last checked? Well, the Defence Secretary, Pete Hegseth, you'll remember he was at the centre of the Signal chat leak when a journalist from The Atlantic was accidentally added to the group text chat, and that provided classified details of those Yemen airstrikes in advance. Well, it's revealed he had a second chat group on the same day, and this one included his wife, his brother and a personal lawyer, and he sent them details in advance of the war plans, which then have been downgraded to attack plans, depending on whose view is what. And so he shared information of the airstrikes, according to CBS News, citing sources familiar with the messages. So somebody there has obviously leaked the message, a very small group. What is Trump thinking about it? Because there are lots of stories and rumours that Pete Hegseth, now very much alone in the Trump administration, has the conditional blessing only of his master. But Trump told reporters on Monday, with a very large Easter Bunny mascot standing beside him, which just added to the chaos of the scene, "Pete is doing a great job," he said. "Everybody's happy with him," which, as you can imagine, the exact opposite is the truth. And that's what's going on. So at a time, federal work has been sacked left, right and centre for nothing or minor errors. And the Defence Secretary, who literally is texting classified material on war plans in advance, putting their own personnel in danger, the basic job that he has not to do, he's fine so far, we see in the moment. US stocks, the dollar has plunged again. Donald Trump, intensifying his attacks on the US central bank boss, basically, he's called him a major loser. This is Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve. He says Trump wants him to cut interest rates. He's saying, "No, I'm not going to do that." And Trump is going, "Who is this idiot?" Well, he appointed him. Trump appointed him in his first term. And these clashes, as you'd imagine, very publicly happening on social media are adding to market turmoil. Obviously, the markets were open yesterday and when they weren't in Europe. The S&P 500 attracts 500 of the biggest US companies, fell 2.5% yesterday. That means it's lost 12% of its value since Trump returned as president. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2.5%. It's down 10% so far this year. The Nasdaq is down 2.5%. Also yesterday, it's a full 18% down since Trump came back to power. And the dollar fell to its lowest level in 3 years. Interest rates on US government debt has also gone up as well. Can he sack Jerome Powell? Looking around the place legally, he absolutely cannot. But he is looking into ways in which he can do that. So that is extraordinary, extraordinary stuff going on. Robert F. Kennedy, who is dealing with a measles outbreak that's getting worse and worse. Well, he is back into his crusades. He's going to announce a ban on artificial food dyes and cereals, snacks and beverages. So this is the petroleum-based synthetic dyes, things known as Blue 1 and Red Dye 3. And it is linked in various studies to cancer in animal studies. California's already banned the dye. We'll know these things because, of course, they're banned, already banned across the European Union. But synthetic food dyes are still found in dozens of popular foods in America, including M&M's, Gatorade, Kool-Aid and Skittles. But we also we banned a lot of them, but also labelled with the dreaded E numbers and so on. Around the world, companies found ways to eliminate the dyes in Britain, the European Union and New Zealand. In Canada, Kellogg uses natural food dyes like carrot and watermelon juice to colour their Fruit Loops cereal. But the artificial dyes are still used in America. And RFK says he's going to get rid of them. But also, I was reading over the weekend, three more states have reported their first cases of measles this year because of falling vaccine rates, which he is very much associated with. Adding to the chaos of the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem had her handbag stolen from her while she was dining in Washington, D.C. in a restaurant. She had $3,000 of cash inside her handbag, and it was during the White House Easter egg roll on Monday. She announced she fell victim to the theft. What makes this extraordinary is it happens in Washington, D.C., and she has Secret Service protection, like all the other members of the cabinet, and they were with her at the time of the restaurant, but still somebody managed to sneak in and steal her handbag with a load of cash and her passport, driver's license and her access badge to the Department of Homeland Security inside. So it's quite something. Another story a lot of people are talking about is Liz Hurley. Liz Hurley, why is Liz Hurley in the news? Well, as the Telegraph tells us this morning, she spent the last few years very relatively quiet. She is 59 years old, still acts occasionally in very bad films. But rather than maintain her celebrity, she seems to live a life of bucolic splendour in a 13-bedroom Georgian pile in England, far away from the gossip pages she used to reside in. The only man in her life and on her arm, her son and a clone, Damien. So they describe him here. It all changed on Sunday afternoon when Liz Hurley posted a photograph of her Instagram with her new boyfriend, Billy Ray Cyrus, the thrice married country singer, actor and latterly major Trump supporter and also nepo parent to Miley Cyrus. The real story here, of course, friends, is that he's 63, she's 60. At last, an equal, no age gap romance in the world of celebrity. She's well over Hugh Grant, who she dated when she was 22 as well, really. So that's the wonderful story. But of course, the story of the week is undoubtedly the first pope to die while on the seat of the Holy See since John Paul 20 years ago. Francis, of course, very, very popular man with the liberal faithful, an enemy of the Catholic conservatives, particularly the ones in America, but seen, I think, by most people outside the church as a decent man fighting hard against the immovable object that is the Catholic conservative powerhouse, despite all the power of the position he held as leader of 1.3 billion Catholics on the throne of the richest religion in world history. But his death, sadness for the faithful, but also an incredible fascination over what happens next as an almighty power struggle now begins, and that eerie mystery of the conclave, the literally a medieval practice that continues this very day, 15 to 20 days after his death. They must have the conclave where over 100 exclusively men and their elderly men will be physically locked into the stunning grandeur of the Sistine Chapel with all the windows blocked out, and they will vote for a new leader. And outside the chapel, They'll be fed by nuns from a silent order. All communications will be cut until they produce the leader. And there are 250 cardinals. They're meeting today. And the Irish ones who can't vote because they're over 80 will be involved in the politicking that goes on. This is kind of the real election will quietly happen this week while they say, no, 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 we're concentrating on the sadness of the Pope's passing. But the politicking begins in earnest and that conclave will begin in the early days of May. The movie, starring Ralph Fiennes, based on the novel of the same name by Robert Harris, Conclave, is shooting to number one on all the movie charts worldwide. And the papal expert says it's very one of the more accurate depictions of the closed-door Vatican gathering, insofar as we can tell, because obviously they're sworn to secrecy, those who vote in it. And that secrecy continues right afterwards as well.